Good old fashioned half time manager's rant, which they needed. They needed it. We didn't play with tempo, we had a poor start. They got themselves going a little bit, but not enough. Not enough for me, not enough for our fans. But pleased with the set play goal, we've worked on that. And that got us back in, but it didn't change my mindset for what I was going to do at half time. And I've got to say, the response from every single player who went out second half, who came on in the second half, was absolutely magnificent, fully deserved for us, and a performance of commitment and real quality. 4-1, could have been more, maybe should have been more. I thought the players, it's deserved, you know, that it's been fine margins, we've been close in some games, it hasn't really fallen for us, but I think Tuesday night's performance has helped the confidence of the group, and I thought their response today was brilliant. I'm really, really, really pleased for them, you know, especially at home, you want to do well at home, and you know, I thought our support was good, and they've been given value for money today, that's for sure.
There were some great performances today, but Carriol and Hughes put in some two fantastic goals from them. And yeah. What did you make of their performances today?
Well, they're two players that are still working their way back to full fitness. I knew what Muzzy could do, and now he's got sort of 70 minutes, an assist, a goal. I'm really pleased for him because I wasn't enamoured with the first half, but good response from him. You know, if we're talking about him in particular and Emir, I mean, he's ahead of where we thought he would be. He's missed a lot of pre-season. People like him, Muzzy, Ishmael, missed quite large chunks of pre-season, so they're catching up. But Emir, I mean, 45 minutes on Tuesday and a wonderful goal, which turned out to be the winner. And then today, a set play goal. And then to be on the end of that goal, he could have actually got a hat-trick. His header was wide when really should have scored, or at least on target. I've got to be pleased. As a manager, when you see your team come from behind, when you see your team execute set play moves, and when you see them actually dominating a Bolton side who, to be honest with you, started off quite well and got themselves going, and been on a decent run of form. They knew they were in a game by the end of it. So people like Mustafa, Emir, Dean Whitehead, I thought, led by example. You know, I've got to be pleased. It's a new team, new group, really. You know, we've lost some good players, some key players have been good for us. But we've got to move on and make sure we do our best to let these boys breathe and bed in. And performance and a win and a result like this will help no end.
I was going to say, you had a lot of loanees coming in towards the end, and looking at starting lineups from Cheltenham today, have you started to see the sort of starting 11 that you will be putting out every week now? Is that something that you've seen?
Well, no, it will always change. That football is, with injuries and loss of form, etc. But I needed to freshen it up after Cardiff. We had a good hour, it wasn't long enough. You know, and in the Championship, you've got to do your best to stay in the game for as long as you can. And I would say maybe because the start of the game, maybe the first 5-10 minutes, we needed to sort ourselves out. But I felt we grew into it. But the players will all get a chance. They will all play at some stage. But at this present time, I went with the same team that started on Tuesday. Because I felt they warranted that and they earned the right to have the starting shirt. So we'll see where we go on Thursday. You know, you have to adjust your tactics at times. You've got to recognise who you're playing against, whether it's home or away. You want to be the dominant team, especially at home, but there'll be times away where you look at it and think, right, maybe we've got to go this way. It works for you sometimes, and other times it don't. But you've got to give the players the belief to go out there and do that. And you know, I've given them that Tuesday, and they've given me it in return. So got to be pleased all round, and we'll see where it takes us. The players have enjoyed the last two results, and let's hope that we keep going that way.
And obviously, with it being the 4-1, a good attacking performance, but you have said that, you know, he probably could have been more and should have been more. But do you think that was you're particularly ruthless up front today, and is that something you were quite pleased about?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, because our stats, and I know people say the most important stat, which is right, is the one after your name at 90 minutes. But we've been getting in the final third more than the opposition. We've been getting in the penalty area more than the opposition. But haven't been scoring goals. And we need to be ruthless and clinical, and I've been saying it to them. We've been doing a lot of attacking work in training because we've got players who want to beat players and get crosses in. We've got players who want to score. I mean, Naki came on, could have got two goals. And that's where we need to be. We need to be doing our best to control games, doing our best to create chances, and doing our best to convert them. So we got it today. And actually, as you said, it could have been more, and I wish it was, but I can't grumble with 4-1, especially, you know, after the start we had.